You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Press conferences are brought to us by Nissan of North Olmsted and I-90 Nissan in Sheffield Village. You can shop online at bignissan.com.
I know this is the typical press conference question that you ask in these type of situations, but I think it's the most pertinent question. Jeff, what do you expect? Like, what do you expect out of this presser?
I hope Deshaun doesn't make any statements about his whole legal lawsuit situation like he made the last time, because they just didn't go over very well, whether they were true, sincere, or whatever. You know, I actually would think he could do this. Hey, look, I was suspended. I served my suspension. I settled these lawsuits. I don't have anything more to say about all of that. I'm happy to answer anything you want to know about football. Now, is that him dodging a situation? Maybe, but I think he can. I mean, he did everything that was asked of him here. And I'm not condoning his actions in settling any whatever. To me, he jumped through every hoop that he put in front of himself because of some bad decisions. And bad behavior, and I'm just saying that because he ended up, you know, having so many ladies sue him. Where there's smoke, there's fire. There's something wasn't right there, and he paid a monetary price for that, and he paid a price in delaying his career with the Cleveland Browns. Anything more than that, I don't know. So if I was him, I would say something like that. Hey, look, I talked all about this before. I've been spending 11 weeks getting ready. I'll talk all about those 11 weeks. I'll talk about this team, and I'm ready to move forward. If you guys aren't, that's okay. You can ask, but I'm not going to answer.
I think you're right. And the thing is that the questions that are going to be asked today of him are the questions that need to be asked, because this is the first time we are going to hear from this guy since the 11-game suspension came down.
But and so nothing's really changed
in
his off-the-field situation.
Nope.
But there's a lot of football stuff.
Right, and it's the fact that in the first few press conferences, he dodged all of it and gave, frankly, really bad answers.
Yeah, they were bad.
That didn't help to really diffuse the problem that he put that he's was in.
Remember when he said, you know, I wasn't raised that way and I never disrespected. Don't even get into that.
Yeah.
I mean, Maybe you need to explain further in this situation. Sorry, I think he can get away without doing that, and nobody's going to buy any of his explanation anyway.
Right.
See, that there's the bottom line. What could he possibly say where anybody's going to say, "Oh, well, okay then." Nothing. There's nothing he can say. And nothing will change anyone's opinion of his situation one way or the other. And so I would maybe just start by making a blanket statement and say, hey, look, I know the whole situation. We've dealt with it. I was suspended. I paid. I was sued. That's over. I'm not going to address that. I'll talk football all day long.
I will disagree with you a smidge there.
Go ahead.
If he comes out and he says basically what he said to Aditi Kinkabwala before the first preseason game and lays it out that way, and says something along the lines of, in the weeks I have done therapy, I have gone through all the NFL wants me to do and all that stuff, and I have seen that I put myself in some bad positions and I put these women in worse positions, or something along those lines, that will start to build the bridge to forgiveness for a good chunk of people in this town. If he comes out and says something, wait, now we have no idea, if he will, if he won't, all that stuff, it's his choice, it's his life. But I feel like that is exactly how this will start. We will now go to Berea for Browns wide receiver Amari Cooper.
Amari, how was it yesterday having Deshaun back with the ones for the first time?
It was cool, you know, just to see him out there practicing. You can see it in his face that he was kind of excited to be out there. So it was pretty cool.
Do you feel any different with him being out there for the first time since the season started?
Not so much. You could just see, like, the command that he had, you know, like in the huddle and, the detail that he had, even in the meeting rooms, talking about the plays and stuff like that. So from that aspect, yeah.
Amari, we've heard from some of the defensive guys that his accuracy is what really kind of stands out on the practice field. You're catching passes from him. Would you agree?
Yeah, I mean, he's real accurate. I mean, that's just one of the traits of a good quarterback, you know, that accuracy, putting it on the money right there in your chest, you know what I mean? So, yeah, you can definitely – that definitely is something that stands out for sure.
And there's those nuances of where, you know, you run the route where the football needs to be. Do you feel like you and Deshaun are starting that process and getting mm-hmm. it figured out?
Yeah, I mean, he has great anticipation. But, you know, really you attribute that to, his hard work. Like, he's real good at, okay, this is my receiver. I'm going to look at film of him to see how he runs routes so that he can know how to anticipate throwing you certain routes. So, yeah.
So he's watched film on you to know where you like
yeah,
to
yeah, I mean, he's always trying to find a way to get better. Coach Chad was sending him some clips of me from previous teams that I've been on just so he could get a better feel.
What kind of spark do you think he'll give the offense?
What kind of spark?
Yeah.
Just the usual spark that comes with Deshaun Jackson. Deshaun Watson. He's a great player. You've been able to see it over the years. One of the big things he does well is when a play breaks down, he's able to kind of make something out of nothing. So, yeah.
He might have been a little limited at times, but the past couple weeks where he's been able to practice with you guys, did you feel that connection starting to build? Can you see a difference from the work you've been able to put in the past couple weeks?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, Deshaun Watson, he's just a great quarterback. Does a lot of things well. I mean, like the accuracy we alluded to earlier. Throws a great ball, easy to catch. Obviously, it's going to be exciting to play with him in an actual game. But as far as practice, we've practiced with him for a while now as far as, like, OTAs and stuff like that. So I guess it'll be a different feel in the game, and that's what I'm excited about.
Amari, what's it been like, I mean, in the practices that you've gotten with him so far, getting the timing down with your routes and everything, especially compared to how it was with Jacoby?
You said what's it been like?
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, they're two different quarterbacks. But they both throw an easy to catch ball, you know. Both throw an easy to catch ball. I don't know, like obviously they're different, but the ball is easy to catch from both of them, so I mean, not too much.
But like the timing for you as the route runner, like is that an adjustment that you have to make from quarterback to quarterback, or how does that process work, I guess?
Obviously, you know, the timing is just a bit different. But I mean, you get used to that as a receiver, catching from a whole bunch of different quarterbacks. Usually with the quarterbacks, they're more comfortable throwing certain routes than others. So I guess that's one of the biggest adjustments. Yeah.
Amari, if the Browns scored 24 points a game without Watson, what's reasonable to expect now?
I don't know. I don't know. That's something like you'll just have to wait and see. I don't know the future. I can't predict the future.
Amari, I know you guys wouldn't put this on him, but do you think it's important for him to know that he doesn't have to rescue this season?
I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, we're all pros here, like, you know what I mean? Obviously, that's something that he knows and understands. He's a very mature person, so I don't think he even feels any type of pressure like that.
When you talk about quarterbacks having routes they prefer to throw, do you think what you do on Sunday will change a lot from the first 11 games, or will you pretty much run the same stuff you've been running?
As far as the routes I've been running? I don't know. I can kind of see already, like, in the game plan without, you know, obviously giving anything away that, you know, there are some changes, obviously, that's suitable for what Deshaun Watson does. So, like I said, you guys just have to wait and see. You know.
Lamar, for what he does in terms of, you mentioned creating off-script stuff, is that something you expect to click right away with the receivers and him when you guys go off-script, or is that going to take a minute?
Again, you just have to wait and see. I mean, it's definitely something that we practice. There's a right way and a wrong way to go about, you know, the angles that you want to run as receivers when a play breaks down, and we try to practice it the right way. Now it just has to carry over to the game.
So Njoku handed you the ball after his touchdown. Did he ask you to spike it?
I was like, why you handed it? I was like, I would think he would have wanted to keep that, you know. I don't know, he probably kept it, but I was like kind of confused why he was handing it to me. Like, oh, like, what you want me to do with it? And he was like, spike it. So I just
When's
spiked
the last
it.
Time you did that?
What, hand somebody the ball?
No, spike.
I don't think I've ever spiked the ball. I think that was my first time spiking the ball. So it was, I really didn't know what to do with it. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Did he like it enough to do it again?
Probably won't do it again.
Did he want you to do the chief slam where he jumps and does it between his legs?
I don't know. I haven't asked him since he asked me to spike the ball. So it's something I got to ask him.
That's Amari Cooper, Browns wide receiver. All press conferences brought to us by Nissan of North Olmsted and I-90 Nissan in Sheffield Village. You can shop online at bignissan.com. Latest, looks like Deshaun Watson around noon, sometime around noon. Could be a little early, could be a little late. Stick with us right here on 92.3 The Fan. We'll be going back to Berea momentarily. Joel Bitonio, Deshaun Watson speaking today as the Browns get ready to take on the Houston Texans. I'm Jeff Phelps. Dan Menigan's in for Andy Baskin today. Joel Bitonio will be speaking momentarily in Berea. In fact, he's speaking right now.
You know, besides that, it's been pretty normal.
Joel, it's a long season. This is the 12th game. And it's very unusual for a player of Watson's caliber to be dropped into a team. What kind of a shot in the arm is that psychologically to the team?
Yeah, I mean, he's a good player, so it gives you a boost. You know, I think it's something new. You know, the season is a long season, like he talked about. So you play 17. You know, it's like 17 sprints. It's, you know, not even a marathon. It's like, it's a lot. So you get, you know, a new guy in there. You know, it's definitely, you know, brought a little bit of energy and stuff like that. But again, we have to, you know, he hasn't played football in a long time either. You know, so it's going to be something we're going to fill each other out and hopefully come out with a bang. But but yeah, it's definitely just part of the process.
How do you think you guys, as his teammates, will handle any negative chants or signs or protests or anything that might happen?
Yeah, we're treating it like a normal road game. We're expecting it to be loud, and we're expecting, you know, to hear some boos and stuff like that. But for us, we're going to go into it on silent count, and we're going to be, you know, ready to roll from that aspect. So I think we'll be okay. I mean, I can't, you know, we'll see how loud it gets and things like that, but we're going to treat it like a road game. We've been in some loud atmospheres already this year, so we'll treat it that way.
His locker's obviously real close to yours. Have you guys gotten close at all? I mean, do you talk much?
Yeah, we've talked a lot more. You know, he's been here the last, like, 3 weeks or so, and we've had a chance to talk a little bit, you know, after practice or before practice, getting ready for things. You know, he's a quiet guy, though. You know, he's a pretty quiet guy, But no, it's been good to have him back in here and just get used to the team and having him around. Sweet, thanks.
And there's Joel Bitonio. Short, sweet, well done. Quiet guy, Deshaun Watson. Having him around, getting used to things. I want to go back to some of the things Amari Cooper said.
Absolutely.
Love the idea. He said Deshaun Watson's been watching a lot of film of him, and not just since he's been a member of the Browns, and they've given him tape. He's gone back and looked at Amari when he was with his other teams, the Cowboys and the Raiders. That's an interesting thing, just to see how your guy, you know, runs patterns, what he does with the ball, where he gets the ball. It's interesting. Now, Deshaun's had the time to do it. He had a lot of time on his hands, so why not? He also, I like the fact he said he was really excited to play with Watson in a game and that he throws a great ball.
Yeah.
Very catchable ball.
I'm with you, and that's one of those things that usually we hear all the time about, oh, it takes time in training camp. It takes time in training camp. Well, here's a guy that wants to come in and, to use a turn of phrase that I can't stand, hit the ground running with this team. And that's what that is when you're starting to do that stuff.
He has to.
He has to. Yeah. You're right. I mean, that's the playoffs are on the line. You know, if they want to have a shot to play late in January, they're going to have the quarterback hit the ground running and have the rust be as minimal as possible. And if those are the kind of things that help in the transition from Jacoby Brissett to Deshaun Watson to keep that chemistry with Amari Cooper going, because, I mean, we've seen this year, Amari Cooper looks like a guy that was taken in the top, what was it? He was a top 10 pick, I want to say, or something like that when he came out. He looks like a wide receiver who should have been taken in the top 10 of the draft after being a boom or bust guy for two different organizations before he stepped foot in Cleveland.
Yeah, I think he's playing the most consistent football of his career.
He's playing great ball. Yeah. He's running great routes, and they're using him as a deep option, which is something that both the Raiders and the Cowboys didn't do because they looked at him and said, you're a route runner. And it's like, no, he's a do-all. He can run deep. He can beat guys with speed. He's also a crisp route runner on top of it. So if you can get on the same page as fast as possible with your number one wide receiver, then your offense is going to take off. The league is built for you to have your offense take off when you get on the same page as your number one wide receiver. And we saw it with Jacoby Brissett, who doesn't have the arm or the ability that Watson does. And Cooper danced around saying it that way, but like going, hey, you know, Jacoby throws a nice ball as well. This is different. And you've heard it from every single beat reporter who has been there during training camp, during practices, all of that stuff. The ball comes out different. It comes out faster. It comes out nicer. It comes out easier to catch.
Straight football standpoint here. Some things really intrigue me about what we're going to see on Sunday. And it's not the Browns against the Texans. I mean, if they don't win this game, shame on them.
Yeah.
You know, I hate to say that, but it's so true. I think it was Sports Illustrated, I said earlier, wrote a story, and one of the points they made in their football story was just how awful the Houston Texans are. That they're just a terrible football operation right now. And it's true. They're positioning themselves to get the number one pick in the draft. It sure seems that way.
Yeah, they want Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud one of those guys.
But here's the point. And we heard one of the questions to Amari Cooper about this. The Browns right now are averaging, and this was with their backup quarterback, and, you know, plan B, plan, you know, cover yourself because you're not going to have your starting quarterback for a while, so let's sign Jacoby Brissett, who's probably as good of a backup quarterback as you're going to find in the league. At least he's in that conversation. And the Browns are averaging 24 points a game. In that situation, with Jacoby as your quarterback, that's 11th best in the NFL. Yards per game, they're fifth in total yards, total offense, fifth. Fifth in rushing. This is the catch. They're middle of the road in passing.
Yeah.
With Jacoby Brissett as your quarterback, you were 15th in the NFL in passing yards per game at 222. What does Deshaun Watson add to this? And man, it could really be something. Now, earlier in the show, and if you missed this, you can go back and listen to it if you'd like. You go to our website, 923thefan.com. Go to the Odyssey app, Baskin and Phelps podcast. We played the Deshaun or game. Would you rather have Deshaun Watson or every other starting quarterback in the NFL? If you missed it, here's the synopsis. I said there were only two guys in the NFL I would take over Deshaun Watson based on this premise, that the Browns are getting the guy who played in Houston. That was the premise.
Right.
Now, we had Peter and Mentor called all fired up at us. You know, he's 2 years removed from that. I said, no, you need to understand the premise we were working under.
It made a really good point on top of it. I mean, we were doing this exercise that we took the DeLorean and we took it back to 2020 and we put Deshaun Watson in the DeLorean and came back because that's all we had.
Right, that's all we know.
That's all we know.
We haven't seen him. So we're just, and I wouldn't say we're assuming that he's going to play that way. We were just working under that premise. The guy who quarterbacked the Houston Texans, quarterbacking the Browns, would you rather have that guy or everybody else? I picked Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes over him. And I had Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert as a push. So, to me, that's top five.
Yeah.
You had four guys better than him: Allen, Mahomes, Herbert, and Rodgers. You had him top five.
And I think he brought up the interesting point on top of it of it was all garbage time stats. It was all times that didn't matter because that team was so bad that it was getting blown out. I don't think you can be a starting quarterback in the NFL and put up quote-unquote empty calorie statistics that way. I just don't think so. Like, I know we could all point to Blake Bortles for years with the Jaguars where he would put up horrible numbers, and fantasy football players were in love with the fact that as long as they didn't have to watch Blake Bortles, they were okay.
Can I let me just put an end to that myth that you just said? They were 4-12 his last year there, okay, in Houston. In his first year, Watson got hurt. He played seven games, and in seven games threw 19 touchdown passes. Okay? 19 touchdown passes in seven games and had 1,700 yards passing in seven games. And the team went 3-3 in the games that he started. The next year he played 16 games. The Texans went 11-5.
Mm-hmm.
Those aren't shallow stats.
No.
The next year, his third year in the league, he played 15 games. The Texans went 10-5. So let's not get hung up on one really crummy year in Houston. Now, he was really good that year. Mm-hmm. He had career highs in passing yards and in passing touchdowns. That's a fact. Maybe they had to throw like crazy to try and win some football games because they were behind. They were lousy. They were 4-12. They had a lousy offensive line. In fact, they had a lousy offensive line his entire time there. However, in his second and third seasons, they went 11-5 and 10-5 in his starts. So forget the empty calorie passing yards, because in 2018 and 2019, there was nothing empty about it. They were good.
I don't think you can empty calorie a 70% completion percentage.
Still playing NFL teams.
That's the thing. I don't think you can empty calorie that. Like, I'm sorry. I don't think you could do it.
Watson's coming up. We're going to hear him right here on The Fan. And I just think people need to realize that. His overall record in Houston as a starter was 28-25, and that included the 4-12 clunker in his last year. Okay? So without that clunker of a year, and okay, I'm just going to erase it for just to say this stat. They were 24-13 in his first 3 years, and he played 2.5 of those years in games that he started. So the guy has been the quarterback on a winning football team. They weren't the awful team that he is going to face on Sunday. Deshaun Watson will speak in Berea, and we will hear it coming up momentarily right here on Baskin and Phelps. Can't wait for that. I'm anxious to hear what he has to say. What he has to say, how he's going to say it, I don't really have any idea. But we're going to find out, and we're going to find out momentarily, because Deshaun Watson will be speaking from Berea, and we'll hear it right here on 92.3 The Fan.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.